Okay, beautiful. Welcome to our mastermind for March 15th, 2023. It's great to be here with you. And I'm excited to talk a little bit about the energy, some things I've been noticing, and also to answer any questions or dive into any topics that are important to you. Is anybody here for a limited time this evening?
I'm here till 45 after the hour.
Cool. Okay.
And there's part of my commute that's shaky, so I will know what that is when I'm there. So I'm just letting you know.
Okay. No worries. Just feel free to hop on early if need be. Okay. I always want everyone to get there. Get what they need, okay? All right. So there's a lot of shifting and changing. As we speak here currently, also, if you didn't do the last full moon circle, healing circle, I highly recommend doing that recording. That was a powerful healing session on value and worthiness and yeah, all kinds of good stuff. So here we are at mid-month. We will have a new moon on Tuesday, I believe. And I will do an update for you around that new moon. And it is a new moon in Pisces. So that's and that's where Jupiter is right now. And it's in a very lovely nakshatra. So that's going to be a great time for, of course, always starting the next lunar cycle. And I'll talk about that in the update. So keep that in mind. Keep open for that. A couple of the interesting things we have going on, which I did mention and talk about in the update, but just want to bring to your attention, is Mars has now moved into Gemini, and Mars has been in Taurus for the last 6 months. So this is a really big move for those of you who are Mars ascendants, of course, you Aries ascendants and you Scorpio ascendants. And of course, Mars is an important planet for all of us in some way. But if you have the engineer, the strategist, or the honorable warrior in your sacred well code, that's also Mars. So Mars has kind of been in a bit of a subdued place being in Taurus, and Mars likes to get things done. It likes to be productive. It's our passion in a lot of ways, our drive, motivation, and being in the very communicative sign and thinking sign of Gemini, which Mercury rules, Mars can be a little bit quick to speak or to react verbally. So you're going to want to watch that and whatever house that's hitting you in your chart. And I can educate you on that if you're not sure. With that Gemini rules, that's where that is playing out. So if that's your 10th house of career, or if that's your 9th house of divine purpose, whatever it is, and that's where you're going to see that show up more. This is really the energy of the strategist when Mars is in Gemini. And we'll have this, it's not Mars's favorite placement, but neither is Taurus. So the overall energy here, besides communication and watch out for fiery communication or being too quick and reactive in our communication, this is Mars in the strategist position. So this means before you act, think about it. Think about it. It's okay to analyze it. Make sure you got your strategy down. Mars likes to just jump in feet first and those of you who, again, Mars is your ascendant, for instance, or a really important planet for it, probably felt the slowdown over the last 6 months. And now you'll start to feel, oh, okay. But make sure you're not coming from reaction. So that means being strong in your spiritual and physical discipline, your practices to keep your feet on the ground. And make sure you take time to think. And if you catch yourself being overly opinionated or others, you might want to reel back from reacting to them so much. This is kind of where you can put your foot in your mouth pretty easily. So just fair warning on that. But it's really great for diving into the strategy. And you will start to feel things moving. And that will be good for all of us and especially good for some of you. So that's a great energy that's going on right now. And then the other piece I wanted to talk about, and there's lots going on and it's all in the update, but with Venus now in Aries with Rahu the magician, that is, we just came out of this place of Venus being exalted in Pisces, all about divine love and spiritual connection. And now it's in Aries, where it's like, okay, well, what am I getting out of this deal? You know, what am I, what, let me get my needs met here in relationship and in connection. Or it can be just really a lot of creative passion, whether, you know, as far as the artist goes. So just be aware of the sort of getting your needs met, not that you shouldn't get your needs met, but just do it in a more Venusian kind of way, which is communicate about it instead of being demanding or feeling like you're not getting your needs met. And where you can put energy and passion into your creativity, into the arts, absolutely great, great time for doing that, because Venus is also also the artist. So that's just a couple of things that I wanted to talk about that are energetically coming up. And of course, that we're coming to eclipses next month. So we will have our eclipses starting on April 19th, and then Jupiter moving, and then Mercury going retrograde the next day, and then Jupiter moving into Aries. All that party is happening in Aries all within a couple days, April 19th, April 20th. And that will be, we'll have a lot of turbulent energy wherever Aries is in your chart. If you've had an eclipse reading, or, you know, of course, if you have personal sessions with me, we talk about those things. Or if you look at your chart where the eclipse is happening, that's what's going on in Aries. That's going, there's going to be a lot of changes there. There was last eclipse pattern we had in the fall. That was back at the end of October and into November. And also last spring. So that's going to be another pattern interrupt there, so to speak. So we just want to, anything that involves Jupiter, well, let's just put it this way. Anything that you are putting off, taking care of some details around, for instance, or that you need to take good strategic action on, I would say don't put things off. Get some things, anything loose ends that you can handle before that we go into the eclipse season, always a good thing to do over the next 30 days. Handle those details of things. And then especially Jupiter being the teacher, the visionary, and the sage is going to move into Aries, and it's going to be with the eclipse pattern. It's going to want us to birth something new. I will talk extensively about this. I've been touching on it. And so that's a significant shift. And then Mercury is going to retrograde there. And that is all the energies and where that's hitting you, of course, is all in the, what do I call that? The actually has a name, and it is called the 2023 forecast and horoscopes document. That's in the astrology section, the member site. You've probably already downloaded it. It was part of, you know, visioning and such. So, or me talking about the over the year in and what's coming up in the year. So that'll tell you what house those things are happening for you, which is important to be aware of, because we're going to get into that rock and roll period of time coming up. Okay. That's that about the energy. So I want to just dive in with you here. And if we need to do a process, we will. But I want to just open the mic here and chat with you about whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, whatever's in your way, or whatever you're celebrating today. So feel free to unmute and let's go.
I can go, and then if something happens with me, you can, we'll figure it out. So, I have some really great things going on in my studio. I just feel like it's just keeps going on. So that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've been working on just getting better at my craft, at my just being a more master at what I'm doing and getting more students. The other cool thing that's happening is I've been at the school that I've talked about too, and it's cool because I get to see 21 students during the day, and I don't take care of any of the admin for that.
Right.
So that's great. And they're planning for next year, and they want me to be there again, and they also want to start doing a group kind of format. And they were excited when they first met me because I do that in my home studio. So there's a lot brewing there right awesome. Now.
That's great.
And yeah, so I'm just have a little, like I tend to get excited, but then there's like this excited, there's like a cross between excitement and nervous excitement too about things. So it's kind of like, I think it's part of the same thing, you know, and I'm just trying to stay aligned and knowing it'll all work out and all of that.
Yeah. And around that nervous excitement, you know, that's normal in a way. And then really, if you reel back from needing it to work out in any particular way, that can take the nervous off of it. And the excitement piece is, you know, if you can just stay in that curious, like, this is interesting, this is fun, you know, and of course do a conscious creation about it in particular. You know, okay. We want to stay out of attachment, but stay work mojo in the energy. So if you do a conscious creation process, which is in like the, I don't know, third or fourth module in the foundation session, then you can mojo the energy. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. And it's interesting to me that my bandwidth, like I'm using pretty much all parts of my bandwidth right now. And it feels kind of in some ways good because I'm a good tired, you know, I feel like. I am. The other thing that it's doing is that I don't really have this drive, like to quote unquote, make things happen in my relationship department.
That's probably
good. I'm just like, you know, it's kind of like a answer to prayer. Really. It's like, I'm glad I'm not really thinking about that. And I don't feel like I have to go out and do stuff right now. Like I'm very content with our things to do, and I need to just stay on top of all of those things. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'd like to know if you could just remind me where my eclipse is.
Yes, darling.
Said it's an area.
Enjoy that piece
that
around relationship for a little while.
What house is that?
Yeah, enjoy that piece around relationship because it's going to happen in your seventh house of intimate relationship. So that's where the solar eclipse will happen. And the lunar eclipse will happen in your first house, and that's more on you. And so, and it's actually really close to your ascendant, by the way, the second eclipse. So you may start to feel more fired up around relationship, just FYI, okay? Or you may unexpectedly be meeting someone or people. So with that, I want to remind you to, you know, take it slow, like we talked about. Okay. But just because it's all seems all calm and hunky dory right now, I don't think it's going to stay that way. Okay. I think that you're going to have some, I think that's potential for you to meet someone or just have, have some attraction or have something going on. So just be aware of that.
Yeah. Okay. And
no business partnerships, collaboration with the school and everything's fine, but no business partnerships.
Okay. Yeah. I don't really have any desires in that area. So,
okay.
So basically then as far as going through that season, do I just stay?
Yeah.
What do I need to be?
Yeah. So chop wood, carry water. You're doing great. Okay. Everything's going on. Remember, you're running the cycle of Mercury. And because of that, you're running the planet of your divine purpose. And Mercury is going to also move into Aries, which is your seventh house. And it's going to retrograde there for 2 months. So that's for you to pay attention to significantly because you are running that cycle. So when you look at so that's you reevaluating one-on-one relationships, that Mercury retrograde there. Are you still with me? Maybe not. She's frozen. Okay. She can catch that on the recording.
But
I don't know if you can hear us, Karen, but we can't hear you. Okay. Do you want to unmute?
Okay, I'm good now.
So did you catch that around Mercury's going to retrograde there? And you're running Mercury?
It's going to retrograde. It's going to retrograde where?
In Aries, same place where the eclipse
In
is.
Aries. Okay. Oh, okay.
Seventh
All
house.
right. Okay.
Okay, so right now, just I would, for you, I would just focus in
Keep going. Just keep doing what I'm doing,
doing what you're
right?
doing. Around the eclipse time, we always want to give ourselves, we just don't want to book ourselves too tight on our schedule because unexpected things come up. You just want to have the bandwidth for
Okay.
it. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the job situation? Were you able to make that switch?
No, thanks to the ceremony we did about worth. And
Okay.
so what they did was they chose somebody else, but they wanted me to do a lower position, which would have been a pretty big pay cut.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I'm sorry, I'm fine where I'm at. If you get something like the job I applied for, I like you, but I can't make the switch for that kind of money.
Good job.
But at my work now, they're asking me to step up to be a supervisor. So which would be a pay raise. So I will step into my leadership role,
Good
which
job.
I'm supposed to be
Yes,
doing anyways. So it's just okay. The universe works in mysterious ways.
it does, but you notice that that happened after you owned your worth there and good work. And I know you've been coming to the healing circles, and you shifting your world shifts, and you and this is a really this is a theme that's been up for a lot of people, a lot of my private clients that I've been working with, a lot of people that I'm just noticing, and kind of some of it has to do with Venus, and some of it just has to do with the times we're living in and things going on, just kind of the overall energy. But when we the more step into owning our worth, whether that is saying yes to something, whether that is saying no to something, whether that is speaking our truth. The reason we don't say yes sometimes, or we don't say no, or we don't speak our truth when we're in a bit of the shadow is because it feels like there's too much at stake. Like, oh, if I say what's really true for me here, I might lose the opportunity. I might lose the relationship. They might walk away. And when we are in that place of like, well, no, what's right for me is more important than the actual outcome, then we're able to do that. This is partly to do with the energy of the eclipse pattern for this last year and this next few months, where it's happening in Libra, and partly just the energy of also tag teaming that with Venus, because Venus owns that placement. So in relationships, a lot of times we are like relationships are about compromise at some level, always at some level, but compromise is a willing thing. Like, okay, I'm willing to give some of my time for this, and you're willing to give me some of your time for that. Oh, sure, I'll play golf. Okay, I'll meditate once a week. We do whatever we do. Okay. But when we're not willing to, when the compromise, the energetic exchange isn't equal, financially, it wasn't equal for you. Okay, in the job situation, but it might not be equal for someone, as I've dealt with some other people this week, in a particular in a relationship. Any relationship is transactional at some level, and a lot of times we just go along with it because we don't want to rock the boat, or we'd rather have the situation, or rather have the relationship instead of the risk of not having it. Losing the relationship or whatever. And that energy is really up for a lot of people right now. And it will intensify through this eclipse pattern. So when we are at that place where we're just, confident enough in our own worth, our own value, and we're able to, sometimes, like I had one client that really lost a significant relationship because the other person, and it was a whole kind of doing business with one part of the family, the other part was a client, and they just weren't willing to take responsibility for their own part of things. And my client was even very humble and went back and wanted to mend things and was willing to apologize for really speaking her truth, not overtly, but, you know, was just working at, didn't really want to lose the relationship. And then she realized that, you know, these people aren't willing to take the responsibility at all. And actually, I do have to stand in my truth. And she did, and it did, she did lose the relationships, but she, you know, which hurts, but at the same time, she felt like, you know what, I can't, I just can't not be in integrity. So I'm sharing this with you because this energy is up and it relates in a couple of different ways, totally just connection wise and also value wise. So I really commend you for, and so then of course you shifted, right? And then you were able to speak for you. And then here you get another opportunity. Love that when the universe does that. I love that. But it does take us shifting and then our world shifts. So I just really want to celebrate you about that. And I have a sense that you will be challenged on this again. So you've got good practice under your belt right now. And I'm sure you'll handle what else comes down the pike here very well.
Oh, I'm sure. And I didn't burn the bridge with that other company.
Yeah, I know you did. So, you did it very integrously. You said, yeah, exactly. That was perfect, you know?
Right. So who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows what's going to happen? So what else you've been up to? Have you been able to move forward? I know you're moving forward on the inner work because you're coming and doing that work, which is great. What's your next steps for moving your purpose forward?
My next step after I get this job situation stable,
yep,
so I can have more time, is to start getting my name out there more and doing more coaching and healing and just doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
What's the first step, though? What's the first inspired action step in that? Because we know that all of that, but what's the first one? You said getting your name out there first. Is that the first one?
Getting my name out there, start advertising on Facebook, Instagram, you know, even if it's just trading time with other practitioners, just to get that flow going.
Okay. It's time to get the flow going. Okay, great. So I encourage you to even, you know, just set up one exchange or something if you want to, or even so, if you want to put yourself out there for complimentary, you know, strategy session or whatever, you know, that can be lead into, you know, you getting right. The heart-centered sales process in the module. It's maybe the third module, I'm not sure, in foundation trainings. It's ideal client attraction and heart-centered sales, really good for exactly those things. So I would get into those soon, okay? Because they'll just really mojo. The ideal client attraction is going to work the, there's some practicality to most, but you're going to be working the energy even while you're doing other things. So I would highly, and then heart-centered sales will just kind of refresh you a bit about having those conversations. And it's just a really wonderful, wonderful process. And so I'm sure that will resonate too. So I'd say getting into those things will help get you into gear as far as that goes. And as far as getting your name out there, I would also encourage you just, you know, without even running ads or anything, but just on social, just be giving your sort of tip of the day or, you know, just start to share your wisdom a bit.
Okay.
Keep it simple. Okay. Just keep it really, just if you're on social and you're looking at social, stop and share something. Okay.
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 Is there anything, I know that I gave you unsolicited, but that's why you're here, because I'm going to tune in and give you what I feel like I should give you. And is there anything else, though, that I can serve you with?
I don't think so. I think I'm working on the right path. It's just, and that's why I joined this group, is to have you go, hey, okay, you need to do this. Yep. I need to be pushed.
Yep.
Because I was getting way too comfortable.
No, and that's what, I totally understand my role with you. So that's totally fine. Yeah. I have no issue with that whatsoever. And I really commend you, because whether you're getting in and doing trainings or not, you're showing up at healing circles and you're showing up at calls, you're showing up, and you also, you know you're in the energetic container. So that's
right. Exactly.
Thanks. And that's a beautiful thing.
Is there anything I should be looking out for?
Yeah. Let me just pull this up for a minute. I just pulled your chart up. Keep in mind that you are in the cycle of the mystic. That is your soul cycle. And I would read, you know, in the archetype section in the member site, there's a short training on the mystic. It's also in the book and in the cards. And why that's so relevant for you is because it's the soul cycle you're in. And the mystic, you just have to be very careful of getting isolated, okay? And it's going to be, I don't see you as, I see you as someone who can get out in the world. And but this is a little bit of a time of kind of being a little bit more hide behind the scenes. That's the energetics of it. I want you to think of that as a time of you deepening spiritually, and then you can take that and then you can bring that out instead of sort of hiding behind the scenes. Okay. So that's an energy you're going to be working with for the whole year. And you are also going through, your moon is very close to where my moon is, and you're going through your Saturn return and your Sati Sati at the same time. You even got more than me on that one. So that is some internal, and the moon is your planet. So, and what that means is Saturn is in the same sign as your moon. That's called the Sati Sati. And that's a time of, it's a time of more response. It's like our responsibilities come to us at another level. We realize it can be a very busy time of life. You don't have energy or time for things that really aren't yours to be paying attention to or doing. So you must remember, you know, to pay attention, to only give your energy where it's really useful, because you will not have the bandwidth for everything. You can absolutely get recognition during this time. And Saturn return, we all have around 59, 60 years old. You're at that beautiful time. I just had mine. And so Saturn coming back to where it was when you were born, and this is kind of a double whammy, because we looked at these two things with Saturn very strongly. Again, it's this, at the second Saturn return, the first Saturn return at 30 is like, oh my God, I have responsibilities. I need to get my shit together. You know, I need to, my son just went through that. And the second Saturn return, we are already mature. And it's a little bit more of a reality check on what we're putting our time and energy into, because we see we only have, hopefully we get another Saturn return in 30 years. Okay. So you're kind of going through this at a couple different levels, and it's in your eighth house, which is, and then Saturn is in the heavens. It's where it was when you were born, and it will be for 2.5 years. And so this is a very humanitarian placement. So it's very poignant for you. It's your eighth house. Your eighth house has to do with insurance, taxes, inheritances. That's other people's money. And it also has to do with just mysticism and spiritual philosophy. And I know the work that you're doing has a lot to do with, you know, the transformation. It's transformation, the transformational sides of things. So as far as insurance and taxes go, just make sure you have your act together around those things. Okay. Make sure they're all nip and tuck. And you just will, to build your business, you will not have the bandwidth if you take on anything that's not really yours. So you're going to have to put your blinders on. And the fact that you're really, and the healing work is really up for you, both doing and receiving, because of where this placement is. Your moon is in a very healing placement. So you really just, every piece of that you do is like, I want to say it's kind of like 10 times for you because of where you are right now. So don't underestimate the power of that work. And the other thing about the eclipses for you is it's in your house of career. So again, you're changing. Okay. You're changing, jobs and such. It'd be great to get landed. I'm glad you're getting landed in this job before mid-April, hopefully. So, and so that's the piece about that. And the other eclipse is going to happen in your fourth house of home. And if you aren't, and we've already had eclipses there, and if you're not planning on moving, you may be faced with more with repairs. You know, just little annoying stuff like that could possibly pop up, you know?
Okay.
Awesome. Great to connect with you.
Yes.
Welcome, April, Jamie. Any either of you would like to hop on? chat a little bit, tell us what's up, celebrate, ask any questions.
Hello. No real celebrations for me, as this week has been fairly terrible.
I'm going to celebrate you being here.
But I'm here. Yes, I'm here. And I actually knew to come, like it was ingrained in me. So that's why I reached out. So that's great.
Thank God you did, because my assistant didn't send out the reminder. Anyway, he didn't schedule it right or something, but anyway, I'm glad.
That's exciting. The big step I did this week is I did attend a hiring fair. And wrote like a resume, and we'll see how it goes. It's the guy, he wants to get somebody in there quick, which doesn't necessarily fit with my timeline, and the job is considerably less money, however. I don't know if they'd pick me anyways, because I don't have any experience in that. But when I ask him the teleworking question, like, hey, like, what's your policy on teleworking? And he's like, I don't care, as long as you do your job. Like, just like telework, come in. He's like, if you want to come in like a day a week, 3 days a week, I don't care, just do your job. And I was like, well, that's refreshing.
That's a good thing, because that's one of your criteria. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it goes. He said that their plan was, is if they liked our resumes, that they would send us some questions, and then the job is for us to video our answers and then submit them. So it's not an actual hiring panel. And he said, and that's really good, because that gives you a chance to like think out your questions and, you know, record them again. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I didn't, a lot of the jobs I looked at, and I just immediately was like, nope, not me. So I guess that's like my big thing, that I did do that this week, and I made it here tonight. So yeah.
Okay, but I know that this whole for those of you who don't know, Jimmy got she got the honor of getting her own command, but that also means her day job has to change, and she's still building her business. So it is getting out there and applying for jobs and, you know, this may not be the most fun thing in the world, but so I commend you for doing the resume, getting out there, doing it. I think it's just really good practice for, you know, you give the energy, you know, you mojo the universe over here, and here comes the opportunity over here. It's just the way it works, you know, and also for you to just even see what's out there and be discerning on, on what would actually work for you and what wouldn't work for you, I think is really great. And it's unfortunate. I'm sorry you're having to go through the fact that you keep being shown that the job you're at right now isn't a great place for you. And at the same time, you know, you are moving on from there. So I know it's kind of bittersweet in some ways, you know, but again, the less attached you are to, okay, everybody, with the eclipses always shift our identity in some way. And it's not so easy to let go of our identities, whether they're really great ones or they're really challenging, or whether they're misaligned, let's put it that way. So, you know, shedding the identity of being accepted, being valued by who you would like to be, because you are accepted and you are valued by people, absolutely. But it's hard to look in the face people who are continually not seeing you for your gifts and not seeing you for who you are, which is just, again, another, it's kind of like getting booted out of the nest. Like, it's like you're too big for the nest, you know? But I know that is not easy to face on a daily basis. It's just not. And it's just not. I just want to give you some compassion for that. And at the same time, there's something in this for you about detachment and where you invest your energy as far as needing to belong or whose opinion of you is really valuable and whose isn't. Because if you didn't care, it wouldn't matter. And it's totally understandable that you care.
I was going to say your note about watching the communication is true, because there's been some things this week that I've not been pleased with. And it was really good that I was teleworking or that I got to go work on, you know, bikes last night, because and it was a hard thing. And I was completely distracted because I could have said some things that I don't know if I would regret it, but they probably would have made me regret it.
You know, and with that, I'm glad you're noticing that. That's going to fire up a little bit more. But at the same time, Mars just moved and you are going to start to feel the momentum of Mars. And I know it's been very kind of a stuck energy for a while, for 6 months now. And Mars is your planet, so it's very pivotal for you. So that movement will feel good. It is your eighth house, and your eighth house is a house of transformation. It's the same house I was talking about for Ron with a different aspect with his Saturn return and such. This for you, Mars is in Gemini. Gemini is your eighth house. It is taxes, insurance. It's other people's money, which is inheritance, but it is transformation. It's mysticism. It's, you know, so just keep diving into your work. Keep diving into the energy behind things. And it is the great energy of, as I said, of the strategist. And as Mars was really in the energy of the engineer, which is great, but it was a very slow engineering energy. This energy is going to, is much more pliable. It's going to bring in more momentum, but you will have to be physically disciplined and spiritually disciplined. That's everybody, but you especially, because you are a Martian. And then as we come into this, and we'll talk about this more in your session, but as we come into the Jupiter moving into Aries, which is the day after we have the next eclipse, then you're going to be in a Jupiter return. And that's Jupiter where it was when you were born. And so that's going to, it's in a great place for you now, but that is going to mojo some energy for you. As well as you come into, it's really interesting, as you come into the last part of your Jupiter cycle, just a little astrology lesson here. So you're in Jupiter Rahu, Jupiter teacher, magician, and you are going to go in, and which is a 16 years, Jupiter's a 16 year cycle. You run all the different planets of it. You're going into Saturn in a year, 23rd of February, 2024. Very different cycle. Has a lot to do with divine purpose for you. Very, very different cycle. But in Jupiter Rahu in the heavens, we're going to have a Jupiter Rahu. We have that for once a year, but usually for, no, I take that back. We only have that once every 12 years because Jupiter only moves every 12 years. So I want you to, and this is true for everyone at some level, but it's poignant for Jamie because she's running Jupiter Rahu. And now we've got a Jupiter Rahu in the heavens. So that's a karmic unfoldment. If you look back starting in April, 12 years, for everyone, and I'll talk about this again, but that you can kind of get a flavor. History doesn't always, like Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. So if you go 12 years back starting in April, and that will be, so from April to the following April of 2024, that year, if you go back 12 years, that's the last time Jupiter was where it is currently. And actually, I have to do the math. I think it was 18 years when it was with Jupiter Rahu. So this is a very expansive and creative dynamic. And it can be overexpanding. And I have walked many people through this threshold, including Will, including Tanya. I could name a couple more when I think about it. And for you, Jamie, you're not overexpanding, which is great. But this is in your sixth house where it's coming into fruition. that is a place of work. It's a wealth placement of the effort you put into work, but it's also health and well-being. So it will fire you up around your health and your well-being. It'll really call you to that. It'll also have you do that in some creative, out-of-the-box ways. It also will have you, as far as work goes, you will have to watch the work-life balance a little bit, but I'm not very concerned about that with you so much. I think you've got that, you know, in check. But it's so interesting. That's going to be in place for the whole time you're in the rest of this cycle. So yeah, something new and different is coming in for you around health and well-being and how you connect that with work. And that also may be with your business. I know we're talking about, you know, feng shui, but that's not, you know, you empower people. And so there's a whole well-being aspect of that. So this will be a very interesting how this unfolds for you. You've been working on your health and well-being, but I think it's going to take it to another level for you. And that's going to also fuel your work in some way. Just, you know, when we have this physical being tuned up, there's more energy we can handle. But I also see you kind of reframing some of what you do. So it'll just be an interesting time. It's a good aspect. I'm just going to want you to not overexpand. So for instance, if you say to me, okay, Prime, I'm going to run 12 miles a day. I'm like, and which you're not going to, I know you don't like to run that much, but I would say that would be overexpanding on health and well-being, right? So I'm like, no, I don't think so. I mean, you tell me you're going to work two jobs, you know, two 8-hour jobs every day. I'm going to say, no, that would be overexpanding, you know, so that's what we're going to not do. Okay. But what we, you know, oh, I'm going to work two jobs. Okay. I'm going to work my business. And then I'm going to work this new job that I'm getting, and I'm going to do it, you know, and be really creative about how you do it. Now that would be, and I think you're just going to see a lot of different ways you can do things. Okay. Okay. April, I know you're here, and also that you can't talk right now, and that's, no worries. And also you're going to go on holiday, so I'm very happy for you as well, as far as that goes. And we just talked yesterday. So if you want to go back and listen to the beginning of this, I talked a little bit more about the energy, but I'll do a bit of a recap when I do the new moon update as well. So yeah, interesting time that we're coming into. So I'm just going to remind everybody, the more anything logistical or like that you can sort of handle and kind of put in order before mid-April, do so, okay? Because things will, from April about, let's say, 18th through June 5th, they'll be unexpected during that time. And it's a creative time, but especially the eclipse part of that will be pretty unexpected. The other piece of that is with Jupiter moving where it is, we're all going to be called to rebirth something kind of based on where that's happening in our chart. And we'll probably be kind of excited about that to begin with, but then there'll be a certain conjunction that will then make us start to question that. So you just want to be solid about, okay, what am I doing new? You know, like what we just talked about for you, Ron, that carries you through June, no problem. That's just what you're doing. Okay. You know, Jamie, you've got your marching orders, you know what you're doing in your business, and you know what you're doing as far as lining up what's next as you, you know, as you're moving from one thing to take command. April, you know what you're on target for, as far as what you're bringing in new. So we'll just want to, I'll be reminding you to keep your focus, and because the energy, it's kind of be like, you're taking a trip, but then there's like all these, there's storms, and then you're kind of wondering, should I really go this direction? Yeah, you should keep going this direction. We just might have to do it at a different pace. Okay. So, or the other thing, let's remember that happens with the eclipses is because it brings up things unexpectedly, it brings in stress if we don't have time to deal with them. So we want to keep our schedules more light, especially through, let's say, April, like 17th, 18th through May, about May 7th or 8th, that particular window of time, a little over 2 weeks, especially. That's when the actual eclipses will be hitting. And there's always unexpected. Some of it might be good. It's all good. But we just want to, and we also want to make sure that whatever the first eclipse can bring in complication, and it can bring in a little bit of drama. So we have to make sure that if we get an opportunity, is it really our opportunity? You know, is it really for us? Is it really in alignment? Because it might be seem like it's a great shiny object, but it might be better for somebody else than it is for us. So we have to watch that. But I'll be here to remind you of all that energy. Okay. The mastermind schedule will be updated tomorrow on the member site for the next 3 months. And just an FYI, there is April 17th is a, I'm doing the mastermind on a Monday evening. So just take note of that and mark your calendars when you go in and check the member site in the next couple of days. The 19th is the eclipse. It's also my birthday. Hitting me right on my sun. I'm keeping my schedule real light. Okay. So I'll talk to you guys a couple days before that. Okay. Alrighty. So much love to you. Oh, the other cool thing is we got, I haven't checked all my messages yet. Been working all day, but Mighty Networks is where we're going to have our social platform. And I believe that's all set up today. And so in the next couple of days, I'll be able to watch the video that my assistant made for me and how we invite you. You are going to get an invite by email to from Solutionary to Mighty Networks. And so instead of being on Facebook, because nobody seems to want to be on Facebook, Mighty Networks, it will be like an app on your phone, and it'll be our private group. I also have a public Facebook group, and that will be on there too, but our private group, we'll be able to have different threads of conversation, astrology thread, or, you know, we'll have our Monday, Friday celebration. I'm hoping more people will jump into the conversation in that way. And also I'll be dropping in just like as I get downloads and stuff, I'll just be, you know, have a way to just talk to you guys and just drop those in for you. So look for something for more connection and found it. And also the, people who are in the membership for the Full Moon Healing Circle, they either pay one time or they are in a membership, and the membership will have a group there, and you all are part of that. So you'll have that. So that's another place for conversation about the, so we'll have these different threads of conversation, but it'll be on an app on your phone and be easy to connect in with. Okay. And you can decide on your notifications. All right. So that'll be coming to you as well. Okay. My dears, totally a pleasure to be with you all. Okay, see you again soon. Okay, bye-bye. Don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything. All right, bye-bye.